This audio is from a discussion after a live stream on February 2nd, 2019. این audio از صحبت‌های بعد از meditation live stream از 2 فوریه 2019 هستش.
So guys here in Reno, does anybody have anything to share? برای بگو. اجازه دارم.
یکی از روزایی که مدیتیشن زمان دیرتری بود، پنجشنبه شب، و من داریا رو برمیذاشتم به خوابه، قبل از اینکه بخوابه زودتر رفتیم که با هم مدیتیشن کنیم. بعد وقتی که نشستیم جلوی آلتر و چراغ شمع رو روشن کردم و چراغ خاموش کردم، از همون لحظات اول شروع کرد هی به تکون خوردن. من چشم بسته بود. در یه لحظه که چشم رو باز کردم دیدم عشق تو چشش جمع شده، انگار که میخواد گریه کنه. و من همیشه این اکسکیوزای مزخرف رو قبلا داشتم واجبه اینکه بچه کوچیک. شما یه بار به من گفتین که من هیچ وقت اکسکیوزی نداشتم و هیچ وقت هم نمیپذیرم. من رو سعی کردم از اون زمان بکنم آویزه گوشم. در همون لحظه چشم رو بستم روش و این سوال اومد که تو به بچه بدهکاری؟ جوابش خیلی فوزو میشن خواست بود که نه تو به خودت این سکوت، این آرامش و خالی بودن بدهکاری، پس بشین. و نشستم و اینم همچنان داشت چیز میکرد. نشستم و در همون لحظه اون تمرینی که توی FDE ماهیانه قبل ساغر گفتیم که اتنشن تو شیفت کن و بیا پایین از ناحیه از ذهن، و نگاه کردم که این همش ذهنه، آوردم به ناحیه قلب و نشستم. اینطور نبود که مثل یه معجزه در یه لحظه ساکت بشینه، ولی یه مثل یه رابطه قلب با قلب اتفاق افتاد و نگاه کردم که از اون تمرینه که حالا واقعا نمیدونم درست انجام دادم یا نه، تمرین سه گروه که منو برد به استاپ و سکوت و یک کوالیتی تایم خیلی عالی داشتم و اینم یواش یواش آروم آروم شد. وقتی از توی مدیتیشن اومدم بیرون و اصلا دلم نمیخواست از توی مدیتیشن بیام، از اون مدیتیشن های خوبه خالی اصلا اینجوری نبود که بخوام هی برم حالا اینو بگیرم الان این رفت استاپ کنم. بعدش نگاه کردم دیدم چیزی حدود 25 دقیقه دوتایی توی مدیتیشن نشسته بودیم و خیلی سپاسگزارم بابت همه ی عشقتون و همه ی کلکشن ها و همه ی ریمایندر ها و همه چی. خیلی ممنون.
داریا خیلی ویبریشن پیک اپ میکنه، بعضی بچه ها میکنن بعضی بچه ها نمیکنن، اون خیلی میکنه، من خیلی متوجهش بودم. تو وقتی که به خودت اینوست بکنی به اون آرامش دادی، آرامش شدید. بزرگترین خدمتی که برای این بچه میشه کرد آرامش پدر و مادرشه، برای اینکه he really reacts to it. و خوشبختانه توی خانواده اومده که کم کم دارن ریلایز میکنن که موقعی که به خود میری و خودتو پرایوریتی میدی، اولویت میدی، در واقع بچه تو اولویت دادی. این نکته خیلی مهمه که بدونی که این از خدمت کردن بهش براش واجب‌تره که پدر و مادرش ترانکولیتی و پیس داشته باشه. برای همین اینقدر لذت میبره اینجا رو و بهت هم ثابت شد.
خیلی ممنونم چون واقعا خودم هم خیلی خوشحالم، واقعا روزای خوبی دارم.
خدا رو شکر.
خیلی ممنون.
On Thursday night, because our meditation was late, so I at 6:30 I went to start with Dario because before I put him to sleep. The minute I started dim the light, he started moving. And I used to bring all the excuses for because I have a baby. Once Sat told me that I never had any excuses and I don't accept it. And I try to put it in practice and never forget that. So at that moment, I closed my eyes. And the question came that, do you owe to your child? And the answer was clearly no. You owe it to yourself. You owe this silence to yourself to be empty. So stay and sit. And I sat and I tried the practice that on our last FDE, monthly FDE, Sat told to Sara to shift the attention from the mind to region of your heart and brain down. And I tried that and I was calm, calmer. And I had this quality time, like heart to heart. It didn't happen for him like a miracle, like 1 cent, you know, 1 minute, but it calmed him down. And I had like one of those best meditation that you're completely emptied and you shouldn't go to, you know, stop, you start and come back again. And after that, when I came out of the meditation, it was like 25 minutes and I had like the best time with him. And I am so grateful and thankful for that.
And Sat says, Dario picks up on vibrations. Some children do and some don't, but he really does, and I've noticed that about him. So you must invest in yourself.
See.
The best peace and calm you can give him, the best service you can give him, is your own peace and calm. And luckily, he was born into a family that's starting to realize that going to the self and making the self a priority is the biggest priority that they can give their child. It's more important than serving him. The most important thing for him is his parents having this peace and tranquility, and it was proven to you.
Can I move the position?
Sat says it's his playtime now. Does anybody else have anything that they want to share?
Could I share?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing the practice for this couple of weeks, which of the three kind of categories. And doing it with little things that bother me or make me upset, and I'll just look at them. But somewhere along the way through this practice, something very profitable, but something very big started to, like, in my life come up, like a big, I'll call it a problem, like a big life kind of work-related shift. And it just kept coming bigger and bigger and bigger, and the first day it really came after me, I was able just to get away from it. Second day, I was able to do my practice and, like, I got away. The second day it got me. It gripped me. It had me. Hours and hours. And I kept doing the practice. I kept looking at it. I kept putting it in the, why is this, you know, which category is this? I'd look at it. It kept coming for me. And I want to say this is something similar that happened to me a few years ago that gripped me for 7 or 8 months, this kind of change or shit. But I kept doing it. In the middle of the night, from within, just came up. And I'm going to tell you what it did. Washed it. Mm-hmm. Washed it so beautifully that, and let me tell you, before, when I would go through something this big, I would just stay and wait for it to end. Wait for this part of my life to end. Stay. It came. It washed. The next day I woke up and it kept washing me, and it completely changed my lens of what was actually happening. My lens was saying bad things were happening, but it was so backwards. I was just holding on to something as it was changing. And all of a sudden I felt like I was part of a flow rather than grabbing and holding. And can you imagine, after doing something for 7 months of pain 5 years ago, one half day in a night, and And what happened was so much bigger than that, because it showed me what's happening in the world is this change is moving, and I'm just, and anytime I'm suffering, it's not because I have work to do. I'm doing my work. But any suffering is because I'm holding on to something, and it's really what I'm holding on to doesn't even make any sense. Yeah. And I just want to say one more thing, and I'll be done. In this meditation, it hit me. This thing you said at Sohaila's house, that you were like, when I'm giving people advice, the first thing I tell them, you know, that's the thing they should take, essentially. But if they don't take it, I give them the plan B. If they don't take it, I give them the... And I just realized what change is in this world. And it's like, here's plan A. Like, are you going with it? Okay, you're going to fight it. Here's plan B. Here's plan C. Like, it looks bad. Like, but it's just so beautiful. Like, I have such a pep in my step. I'm excited to see what's next and, like, where it's going. And I was so appreciative. And I've been waiting for something big to come of all this practice for 2 weeks. And it finally, like, happened these last couple of days. I just want to share it with you.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad that you had a big opportunity to see the result of practice. Even though the day before you might have practiced half-hearted or out of desperation, at least you resort to it. Whether it was easy or hard, and then something breaks. Something makes your vision see what you saw, what you grab, and have problem with changes. It gives you pain because it isn't you. Anytime we feel uncomfortable, we are not being us. So any feeling, any thoughts, any situation that you find yourself tense, upset, frustrated, confused, because you're not being you. And once you learn this, whether it's hard way or easy way, which is more effective hard way, then the knot has been cut. It gets easier. Next thing you know, your vision doesn't even see it that way. That other people see it.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that was good news. I like good news. Because when you don't get good news, I feel like you're not practicing. There is no way of not having good news if you are doing your job.
کردی میگه که من در این دو هفته آینده
گذشته
داشتم این سه دسته ها رو تمرین میکردم و در این مدت یه مشکل خیلی بزرگ برام اتفاق افتاد در کارم، یعنی یه چیزی داشت عوض میشد و هی بزرگتر و بزرگتر میشد قضیه. روز اول خیلی سعی میکردم که تمرین کنم، ولی روز دوم دیگه کاملا اسیرش بودم. ساعت‌ها بهش نگاه می‌کردم ببینم از کدوم گروه اومده. چند سال پیش همچین اتفاقی برام افتاد و 7 ماه درگیرش بودم، اما این دفعه وسط نصف شب یه چیزی از درون اومد بالا و کاملا پاکش کرد، از بین بردش. قبلا شاید همونجا می‌موندم و منتظر می شدم که قضیه تموم شه، اما این دفعه اتفاقی که از درون بر من افتاد کاملا دید من رو در مورد این قضیه عوض کرد. یعنی واضح تر دیدم چی داره اتفاق می افته. دیدی که داشتم برعکس بود، اشتباه بود. می خواستم قضیه کارم عوض نشه، ولی با این دید جدید روون با این شیفت منم میتونستم برم. در عرض نصف روز دیدم که زرج میکشم چون میخوام نگه دارم، نمیخوام چیزی عوض شه. یادم بود سر که قبلا میگفتی که وقتی من به یکی نصیحت میدم خب اگه نصیحت گوش بدن گوش کردم، ولی اگه گوش نکردم خب یه آپشن دیگه بهشون میدم، یه آپشن سوم. و این دفعه دیدم که منم الان این امکان رو دارم که با این شیفت روون مثل آب برم، به جای اینکه آپشن دوم باشه، آپشن سوم. سعد گفتش که تو امکان بزرگی داشتی که نتیجه تمرین کردن رو ببینی. شاید روز قبلش تمرین کامل نبود یا با کل دلت نبود، ولی حداقل سعی تو کردی، چه آسون باشه چه سخت. و بالاخره این کارو که میکنی یه چیزی میشکنه در درونه و دیدت عوض میشه، دیدی که تو با تغییر مشکل داری. وقتی که درد داری یا ناآرومی، بدون که تو نیستی، در طبیعت خودت نیستی. هر احساسی، هر فکری که بیاد، هر اتفاقی که بیفته که تو رو ناآروم کنه یا ناراحت کنه یا عصبی کنه، بدون که تو در طبیعتت نیستی. اینو یاد میگیریم، یا به روش سخت یا آسون، و سخت‌تر راحت‌تر اینو بهمون یاد میده. ولی این نه پسته هسته ترک خورده،
نه
بادوم،
نه ناتس، ناتینگ، نه
آها، این گره باز شد، یعنی گره بریده شد. حالا آسان‌تر و آسان‌تر میشه تا یه روزی ببینی که اصلا همچین قضیه دیگه به دیدت بدم نیست. یعنی طوری که دیگران این قضیه رو میبینن تو نمیبینیش. مرسی که اینو گفتی، خیلی خبر خوب بود. من خبر خوب دوست دارم بشنوم، چون اگر خبر خوب نداشته باشی یعنی تمرین نمی کنی. امکان نیست که تمرین کنی و خبر خوب نداشته باشی.
There's a question from Gopi. Sat June Aziz Dillon. Once you said stop meditation is crucial, especially with your eyes half open, because you must find the silence in the region of your heart. My question is about the eyes half open. Does that mean to be conscious of my being and close the other half to the world? Thank you, Bazam Khurburit Baram.
Half open means practicing. There is no word of practice. It is the state of life. Half open symbolizes no matter what you do, where you go, what you're confronted with, you are in that state. This is the ultimate place to be. It's just symbolic, half open.
گوپی سوال میکنه که سب چون تو یه بار گفتی که استاپ مدیتیشن خیلی مهمه که با چشمای نیمه باز انجام بشه. حالا سوال من اینه که نیمه بازش چرا اینقدر مهمه؟ یعنی بعد سکوتو در ناحیه قلب احساس کنیم در حالی که داریم کارامونو نه خط کنم ببخشید خط بزن حرفی که زدم چرا مهمه؟ سب میگه که اصلا موضوع تمرین نیست. چشمای نیمه باز سمبل طبیعت زندگی است که در هر اتفاقی،
در هر موقعیتی، در هر جایی، در هر سیچویشنی we don't leave home. خونه رو ترک نکنیم.
I had an experience today where I feel like if there's a big problem or something that's really upsetting me and I can identify it and I can sit down and look the dog in the face or question it, that's one thing. It almost like is more settling to me. But what I saw today are 100 thoughts, like, and they're not even upsetting or not upsetting, they're just there. And there's so many of them that I felt overwhelmed just by the sheer number. And I would see it and I would feel my being was the practice that I did. But then again, I would find myself in a million of these thoughts.
Your mind is still needs a lot of practice. Still, it weakens into a lot of thoughts. With time, it'll go away. More practice.
Is that the correct practice? Any practice?
Any practice is correct. How can you say? It's ridiculous. They're just sitting here asking ridiculous questions. Do you understand? You just mind your own business. Yes, you still don't know you are the body. Good for you.
اما به سر گفتم که من امروز دیدم که با احساسای خیلی بزرگ که منو میگیرن راحت‌تر میتونم بگم خب حالا میشینم و میمونم روی رادا یا میمونم روی سوال تا از بین بره و پا نمیشم. ولی امروز تو ماشین دیدم که 100,000 تا فکرای علکی مسخره، ولی اینقدر تعدادشون زیاد بود که احساس کردم که چیکار میشه کرد و سخت گفتش که هنوز ذهن تو خیلی تمرین لازم داره،
هنوز ضعیفه، زود خود دست میده ترانکولیتی شد.
گفتم چه تمرینی؟ سخت گفت هر تمرینی. بعد به داریو
تمرین
بعد سخت به داریو گفتش که میبینی چه سالهای احمقانه میکنن، خوشباره تو که نشستی هنوز از بدنت خبری نیستی، تو فقط بشین کار خودتو بکن.
ساعت من البته خبر خوبی ندارم بدم، ولی ارزش و اهمیت حرفی رو که راجع به سه دسته طرز فکر بشریت گفتید خیلی بیشتر ارزشش رو میدونم، چون برای اینکه میبینم که تا موقعی که من نتونم شخصیت یعنی سهیلا رو ببینم، اصلار گفتار رفتارش خود دیده نمیشه، یعنی دو وزن استاپ و حضوره، باید این کم بشه تا اون بیاد بالا. برای همین بیشترین چیزی که در مورد خودمه میبینم که این شخصیت از این احساسات و اموشن ساخته شده و این احساسات باعث میشه که اون شکل بگیره. وقتی من باش هم هویتی نکنم، حالا خوشحالی وجد باشه، غم، ناامیدی، همه اینا که میاد هم هویتی نکنم، اون سکوت خب با اون خود هویتی میخونی و کم 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 حتما اینا پاک میشه.
آره، خاطرات هم پاک میشه در موقعیت تو. خیلی این دو تا اولیا مودت عوض میکردن و با این پرکتیس خاطرات هم از بین میره و همین you said it. Yeah, that's how it is. Just practice.
خود استاپ آسون تر میکنه.
For sure.
شناسایی میبینم استاپ آسون تر میشه. شما هم میگید خود کوچیک کنار نره، البته دو تا که دیست ولی میگید تا اون کنار زده نشه خود دیده نمیشه.
نه نمیشه
یعنی تمرکز نمیشه،
برای که خود همیشه اونجا هست. این خود علکیه که جلوشو گرفته تا وقتی شناخته نشه و از بین نره در احساسات ما و در افکار ما، همه آشان همه کاسه.
So Hala says that Sachin, although I don't have good news to report, I can say that I feel the worth of this practice of every thought that humanity has falling into one of these three groups. I realize now that until I can see Sohaila, I cannot see the self. It's like a scale. Until there is less of the small Sohaila, more of that self will come to the surface. I see that the personality is made of the emotions. That's what it's taken shape as. And if I don't identify with the personality, then I am identifying with the self. And Sat says, yes, and the memories will begin to fade. In your case, the first and the second group have such an effect on your mood, and you'll see that they will begin to fade. The memories will begin to fade. Practice, practice, practice. So Ayla says, and yes, and it makes stop more easier. And I realize that until that happens, I can't see the self. And Sat says, no, The self is always there, but this phony or small self is standing in front of it, masking it. So until you recognize that and it's gone in your thoughts and your emotion, it's the same old, same old.